Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was the music from all the way back in 1975. That was Heiko Yamasaki with a track called Kazaguruma. That's off a album called Tobimasu, which was just reissued this week, or this month, I should say, by WRWTFWW Records. This, and along with another album called Suno Watari, was recently reissued from this really, really beautiful 70s psych folk artist that I'd never previously heard of until recently. So it's really, really amazing discovery. And once again, that was Heiko Yamasaki. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And apologies for last week. We had a bit of technical difficulties, so it wasn't a regular show, but I'm going to be playing a lot of the stuff that I kind of had planned, roughly planned for last week, and that was one of the artists I really wanted to play. And once again, that's out on WRWTFWW Records, really interesting label. I think it's based out of Switzerland, and they release like jazz and just all kinds of really, really cool stuff. Definitely check out their Bandcamp if you get a chance. So tonight on the program, we're going to be hearing some stuff that I meant to play last week, but we're going to hear some new stuff from Braids. I played the new album called Euphoric Recall a few weeks ago, and we're going to hear another track off that album, something called Millennia. And then after that, we're going to hear some new stuff from Mint Records. The latest is a release from Vivek Shraya. The album's called Baby You're Projecting. We're going to hear a track off of it, something called Colonizer, and you can check this out at the Vivek Shraya Bandcamp, and you can also check it out on the Mint Records Bandcamp, which is mintrex.bandcamp.com. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Braids, the latest album. It's called Euphoric Recall. This track is something called Millennia.
Thank you. outstretched chasing lines, intentionally blurred out.
In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Do you love to read, but your friends and family are tired of you droning on and on about your latest book? Well, forget them, because you have me now. Hi, I'm Randy from Dog-Eared Radio Book Club, a book club coming to you through the airwaves from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every 2 weeks on Tuesday evenings on CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in to hear the rambling thoughts of a fellow reader that are factually supported by my co-host of the week. Follow the show on Instagram at Dog-Eared Radio Book Club to find out about our next read.
You're a white man, and I'm a brown girl. You have my hand, but you don't know my world. I will never know how much your love is just the validation. And there will never be a clear answer for this question. So I don't need a healer, savior, colonizer. Just be my lover. Savior, colonizer. Just be my lover. Just be my lover. I'm a brown girl, and you're a white man. You love me good, but you don't understand how you'll always look that much better for loving someone of color. But I will always look a little like I betrayed my culture. So I don't need a healer, savior, colonizer.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Mint Records' Vivek Shraya with a track called Colonizer off the Baby You're Projecting release. And that, like I said, that was a new release out on Mint Records, and you can check it out at mintrex.bandcamp.com. And Vivek Shraya is based out of Toronto. And I think that one is actually doing very well on the Earshot campus radio charts. Let me just check the current status. I think I know it was on there when I was checking out the charts earlier, and let me see, I think it's anyways, I'll find out this information later on. I'm kind of rambling. And prior to that, you heard something from the new Braids album called Euphoric Recall. You heard the track called Millennia, and you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear a set of music from Feel It Records, the Cincinnati, Ohio label. They've been running their label since 2010, and I think it's also a record shop in Cincinnati. They always put out really great kind of garage and punk and some kind of oddball pop music and just all kinds of really cool stuff. You can check it out at feelitrecords.bandcamp.com. The first of which is something from Cincinnati, from a project called Good Looking Sun. We'll hear a track called Confirmed Bachelor off the album of the same name. Really interesting, kind of a older retro-sounding power pop. And then after that, a couple of kind of garage-oriented sets with a group out of Detroit called The Stools. Very kind of a punk garage-sounding stuff. We're going to hear the closing track called Tunnels, and Once again, that's something from The Stools, who are based out of Detroit, and the album is called Are You Saved? Check it out at thestoolsdetroit.bandcamp.com. To close off the set, we're going to hear something from a project called Motorbike. We'll hear a track called Throttle, all motorcycle sounding tracks on this release, and it is on their Bandcamp, which is motorbikenr.bandcamp.com. But you can just simply head to Feel It Records and the website and the Bandcamp to check out these really cool, great releases. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. This is Confirmed a Bachelor by Good Looking Sun. We'll be right back.
this. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to C.
Yeah.
I.
Hi-ya.
T.
Hi-ya.
R.
Woo-hoo.
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
That was Motorbike with a track called Throttle, taken from the album of the same name that was put out on Fail It Records. And Motorbike is out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I guess they're made up of a few longtime guitar punk rock type artists that have been around for a while, but I'm not too familiar with other ones, any other projects involved, but I'm going to definitely check out some more from them. Prior to that was something from The Stools with a track called Tunnel off the Are You Saved release, and The Stools are based out of Detroit. And the top of that set was something from A Good Looking Son with a track called Confirmed Bachelor off the album of the same name. And all three of those artists were released on Feel It Records, and you can check it out at feelitrecordshop.bandcamp.com, or check out the website, or the Bandcamp, I should say, at feelitrecords.bandcamp.com. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I did want to mention a show tonight. We're going to hear the artist up next. But if you're looking for something to do tonight, check out Woodley Thrasher playing at the China Cloud Studios at, I think, 524 Main Street. And Woodley Thrasher is going to be playing with Linda Saddleback as well as Elastic Stars. And it opens pretty soon. I think it actually starts right now. Music probably starts around 8:30 or 9, so you probably head over there pretty quickly. But we're going to hear... I'm not for sure if tickets are available. I think there's some available at the door. But we're going to hear from Willie Thrasher from the Spirit Child album that was reissued in 2015. We'll hear a track called Eskimo named Johnny. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Willie Thrasher.
There's an Eskimo named Johnny who lived in the city, but he was born in the wild. He came to the city to live for a while, and now he wanted to go back home, back in the wild. He didn't like the street lights. Cars. He didn't like the highways and the buildings and the stores. He wanted to go back home, back in the wild. Oh, how he wanted to go back home, back in the wild. Oh, Johnny, you'll be home someday, back in the wild.
That was Willie Thrasher with Eskimo Named Johnny off the Spirit Child album. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. And we're going to take a bit of a left turn from the music you've been hearing in the past little bit. We're going to move into some kind of industrial and electronic and noise and stuff like that for the remainder of the show. And we're going to hear some new stuff from Trawler, which is a trio out of Austin, Texas, and they have a new album out called Drain. We're going to hear a track called Out Back, and this one has kind of a dark industrial kind of synthy pop sound to it. You can check it out at trawler.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Zusing and a new album out called Green Hat. We'll hear a track called Clout Tunnel, featuring Suda. And if you're not familiar, Zusing has a few releases out on Lies Records and have played them quite a bit in the past. And he has kind of a darker, sinister, kind of cyber electronic sound to it, to his music. At least that's how it's described by some people. And the new album was just released. Let me see. Actually, no, it came out way back in March, but I'm only checking it out recently. But this one was put out on Pan Records. And once again, this is a new release from Zusing. And I think he had a track that was on a famous commercial, I think, with like a, I think Beyonce was on it or something like that. I don't have to research it a little bit more. I shouldn't have mentioned it without too much knowledge. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Trawler with a track called Out Back.
Yeah. tunnel.
Tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Everyone at VAMS understands the challenges of having a disability in an able-bodied world. Since 1988, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society has supported musicians with disabilities on their journeys. Check out Reimagine Radio on YouTube to learn more about our diverse community. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Zusing with a track called Clout Tunnel, and that features an artist named Suda, and that's off the Green Hat album that was released back in March. That one was put out on Pan Records. And I actually did briefly mention about the Zusing commercial, and I was correct. He did do an ad with Beyonce. It was an Adidas ad, and his music appeared upon it. You can check it out on the Beyonce Instagram, and yeah, really cool that artists like Zusing, who's on Lies and Pan Records, is featured on such a huge artist's Instagram page. But anyways, before that, you heard Trawler out of Austin with a track called Outback off the Drain album that was just released. And like I said, they're a trio making some kind of a synth industrial music, and you can check it out at trawler.bandcamp.com. And we're going to keep going with some more music, and I'm very excited to play some new music from Godflesh. The new release out is called Purge, and we're going to hear the super heavy track called Landlord. And this was just released today on the Vinyl record label. No, wait, sorry, mistaken. I think it's out on Avalanche Recordings is the label I was trying to think of. Just slipped my mind. Godflesh1.bandcamp.com is where you can check out the music. And I've played Godflesh numerous times and very, very excited to play new music from them. After Godflesh, we're going to hear some more heavy stuff. Another album, or another artist with the word God in it. And that's the work of a project called God is War out of Los Angeles. A new release called Yakuza. We're going to hear Yakuza Entrance 4 Check it out at godiswar.bandcamp.com. And this one is out on Industrial Coast Records. Very interesting, harsh kind of industrial noise that gets some comparison to The Body. And I could really, really hear it on that. And once again, that's a project called God is War. But first, right here on CITR, this is new stuff from Godflesh. This track is called Landlord.
We'll be right back.
God is War. That was a track called Entrance 4 off the Yakuza EP, and that was just released out on the Industrial Coast record label. And God is War is based out of LA and gets some very apt comparisons to Wolf Eyes, as well as The Body and Pharmacon and other various heavy industrial kind of noise electronic projects. Prior to that was the legendary Godflesh with a new track called Landlord, taken from the Purge album that was just put out on Avalanche Recordings, which is, I do believe, the label that is run by Justin Broderick of Godflesh. And the new album can be found on the Bandcamp, which is godflesh1.bandcamp.com. I guess they missed the original one. But anyways, you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to keep going with some more music, kind of a more experimental-oriented music. And we're going to hear a release from Moritz von Oswald and a... well, it's a trio, Moritz von Oswald. The album is called Fetch. It's released on Honest John's Records. And we'll hear a track called Dark. Some kind of interesting kind of electronic music, which has a bit of a jazz feel and kind of odd, kind of cinematic quality to it. It's kind of hard to pin down the sound of Moritz von Oswald. But anyways, we're going to hear that, and then after that, something from Joni Void out of Montreal with a new album called Every Day is the Song. We'll hear a track off of that, something called Non-Locality, and I've played the Joni Void album a few times, and it was just released on Constellation Records. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Moritz von Oswald Trio. This track is called Dark.
Thank you. Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
on Locality is the name of the track that you just heard, and it's by Joni Void off the Every Day is a Song album that was just released on Constellation Records. And that's the work of Jean Nant, who's based out of Montreal, and that one, once again, is released on Constellation Records. Before that, you heard something from Moritz von Oswald with the track called Dark off the Fetch album. And it's the Moritz von Oswald Trio, and it's the real kind of a dubby, jazzy electronic track that you had heard. And that one was released on a label called, what is it? I think it's a reissue release on Honest John's Records. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear a interesting label called Nashzaphone. And the latest release is a compilation called Tutto e Posto Niente in Ordine. And we're going to hear an artist named SEC, a track called Originisi, with some, it's a really interesting compilation, making some electronic and experimental and noise and stuff like that. And once again, it's out on the Nashzaphone record label out of Cairo. And you can check it out at nashzaphone.bandcamp.com. Apologies for the pronunciation, but this is really, really interesting Italian electroacoustic and music concrete compilation. After that compilation, we're going to hear something from an artist named Zuli with a track called Paper Cuts off the album called Digla Dive Live. And this one is also out on the same label, Nashzaphone. I don't know how I pronounced that so poorly before, but anyways, new stuff from this label that's really worth exploring if you enjoy this type of experimental music. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track from SEC. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. That was SCC with Origenisi off the compilation on Nasha's Phone Records called Tudo e Posto Niente in Ordine. And I wanted to mention I was going to play one more track after that, but I think I'm going to end off with this track. And once again, it's off the same label, but it's an artist named Zuli. We're going to hear a track called Paper Cuts Part 3 off the Digla Dive live album. And this is, like I said, on the same label called Nasha's Phone. And it's pretty interesting, kind of a dub breakcore experimental type artist, a very interesting experimental artist is what we're going to end the show off on tonight. And keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And if you missed what I heard, you can always head to the website citr.ca to check out the playlist. Anyways, this track is called Paper Cuts.
We good, man? Thank you so much.